The publicity for The Enlightenment of Percival von Schmutz, a new musical playing at Adirondack Theater Festival in Glens Falls, describes it as Monty Python meets the Dark Ages. Perhaps a better analogy would be Monty Python meets Voltaire. The work, which is as artificial as the name implies, seems a kissing cousin to Candide. Both works center on an optimistic but naive young man who travels the world seeking to find goodness, happiness, and a purpose to life. Instead, he discovers that humankind is cruel, savage, uncivilized, and that life is random. Mostly the causes of such misery are social institutions that are self-serving, corrupt, or just plain inept. For Percival, his journey involves meeting up with a band of traveling bad actors, a knight who, by his sense of divine right, slaughters innocents, and a band of zealot nuns and a king who rules by whim. Throughout his journey, he always meets Hildegard, a woman with whom he falls in love. Voltaire created the story in 1759 to satirize religion, politics, and optimism. Percival takes on the same topics circa 2019. However, where Candide is cynically funny and thoughtful, Percival is merely silly, hit-or-miss fun, with more misses than hits. Indeed, here's where the marketing department gets it right. There is a lot of Monty Python in the script. Not only is the play filled with dense people who fail to see the obvious, there are female roles played by actors who are men. The most obvious is the Mother Superior, who leads a convent of nuns who can't wait to be martyred. Indeed, an homage to Monty Python is a scene during Percival's night phase in which he has both arms cut off and continues to battle. For the squeamish, you might want to know the arms are miraculously put back and Percival learning to manipulate them is one of the funnier moments in the show. Kyle Sherman is a charming Percival who is able to show his character growing throughout the 100-minute-long offering. He even adds a thoughtful maturity and an ill-advised final scene that dampens any fun that came earlier. It is, perhaps, a needed moment to make the point that life as a whole is a mess. Happy events are rare and must be appreciated before they are lost. The play says we should live life for those moments. It's a wise philosophy that is enhanced by some very good music created by Michael Kuhlman and Christopher Diamond. Adding to the potential is that there was a lot of clever staging by director Scott Weinstein, and it's all performed exceedingly well by a talented cast. It's disappointing that it isn't a lot more enjoyable. The Enlightenment of Percival von Schmutz plays at the Wood Theater in Glens Falls through July 13th. For tickets and schedule information, call 518-480-4878. Or go to atfestival.org. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.